Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning Words of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. So I strongly urge that you stop whatever it is you are doing, that you find yourself the quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere, and welcome back, Danielle. That's what they tell me every time I go into Popeyes. They say, welcome back, like they didn't see me in there 4, 5, 6 times, and they have. So just welcome back. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. And it is an excellent day. I've already been outside and checked everything out. But you know what? Even if it wasn't, if the weather was inclement and everything, it would still be an excellent day, because I don't want to think about the alternative. If you don't like any days that the Lord has made for you, the alternative, I don't advocate that at all. I know we was out at the little motorcycle club was out eating the other day, and somebody said, oh, is this where all the old people at? I welcome that, because I know what the alternative is. If you don't want to get old, you got to die young, and I'm not interested in that. So yes, I claim that old side, and so you should too. But this is the day that God has given us the opportunity to study His Word. And in the book of Matthew chapter 21, very interesting situation here, beginning with verse number 23. Matthew 21, verse number 23. Very interesting session that's being here. Jesus is teaching in the synagogues, and where he often and talked to them. And the Bible says in verse number 23, and when he was come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him and asked him as he was teaching, and said, by what authority dost thou do these things? And who give thee the authority? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I'll likewise tell you by what authority I do these things. Here's the question. The baptism of John, whence was it? From heaven, or is it from man? They reasoned among themselves, saying, if we shall say from heaven, he will say unto us, why did we not then believe him? But if we shall say of man, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet. And they answered Jesus and said, we cannot tell. He said unto them, neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. I think Jesus flipped the script on them. And you see the two situations that exist. And a lot of people do that too today. The two situations that exist. He says the baptism of John, is it from heaven or is it from man? And they said, if we say from heaven, then he want to know, why didn't we be baptized? Then if we say it was from man, then they said that they hold John pretty high on the totem pole. So that's the situation in the church. Is it from heaven or is it from man? The church, can a person just decide to start a church, put his name on it? Next thing you know, he got 2 or 3 members. Is it from heaven? Or is it from man? We know that John's name was not John Baptist, right? We already know that that was his occupation, basically. We called him John the Immerser because he was baptizing. And so we know that he didn't start his own church at that particular time, because John said, I'm not the one. There's one coming that I'm not even worthy to loose and tie his shoes. So don't be looking at me. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse number 4, the Bible says, every house is built by some man, but he that buildeth all things is God. We all know, and for me, with many churches, matter of fact, when you're riding down the road, getting ready to go to a service station or something, you may pass 10 churches, maybe cross the street from each other, catacorned each other, maybe on all four corners. And so there are many churches among us today. Some of them say there's nothing in the name. We all trying to go and get to the same place. You go to your church, I go to mine. We all are Christians. It doesn't matter what church you go to. If you're talking about going to heaven, It makes all the difference in the world. Some say all you have to do is just believe. Some say that there's nothing in a name. This Friday, when you go to work and they get ready to give you a check, tell them to put my name on it and see what you think about that. If there's nothing in the name, just tell them, say, put Mr. Willie on it. See what you think about that. Our husbands and wives that's on this call, if you don't think nothing's in a name, when you go to bed tonight, if your wife's name is Lucy, say good night, Sally Sue, and see if there's not a difference in a name. So we do know that a name makes all the difference in the world. And then it says, if you're talking about going to heaven, it makes a lot of difference. In Matthew 28 and verse number 20, he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. He wants us to go and preach of the gospel everywhere. In John 10 and verse number 1, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth in not by the door of the sheepfold, climbeth up some other way, he said, the same is a thief and a robber. In Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 18, he says, upon this rock I will build my church. The question is, here's a statement that Jesus made, that he said that he's going to do something. Our question is, did he do it? And I believe that he did. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10 through 13, he said, for other foundations can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Next time that we talk, I'll probably mention some of these churches that's been built among us. But I do know that in Acts chapter 2, verses 29 through 36, when we think about Christ building his church, and of course, many of these people who have built some churches around, they are dead and still in the grave. Many of the churches that started in Rome and in Germany and in Switzerland and in England and several have started here in America, the founder of those churches are dead and still in the grave. But in Acts chapter 2, verses 29 through 36, Peter says unto them, Jesus is both, he was buried and resurrected. And I like that passage when he says in Luke 24 and verses, he says, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. And so just about everybody who started the church outside of what Christ wanted us to do, they did, buried and still in the grave, but Jesus has been resurrected from the grave. Christ promised the church in Matthew 16, verse 18. Christ purchased the church in Acts 20, verses 28. The apostles established the church in Acts chapter 2, verse number 38, and the Bible reveals the church in Ephesians 4 and verse number 4 when it says there is one body, one spirit, even as you're called in the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 10 through 22, if Christ be not risen, he says your preaching is in vain, your faith is in vain, and you are yet in your sins. If Christ be not risen. So when we think about this idea, in Christ prayed for the church in John 17, 20, 21. Neither prayer for these alone, but to all those that shall believe me through thy word, that they all might be one, as the Father in me and I in thee, that they also might be one in us, that the world might believe that thou hast sent me. If any church established by any other than Christ, any other place than Jerusalem, any other time other than the first Pentecost after the resurrection, it cannot be the church of Christ. The church from heaven or from man? Is the church built on earth today? I say that it is. The Bible says that it is. If not, no church has a divine right to exist. If not, all churches are human and no salvation found in any of them. In Psalm 127, verse number 1, he says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. In Matthew 15, verse number 13, he said, but he answered and said unto them, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. In Colossians 1 and verse number 18, he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. The church from heaven or from man, it involves a question of church succession. Can any church trace a line of succession from the 20th century back to the apostles? Well, it's not necessary to lay a line from here to there. You just have to think. Put on your thinking cap. In Isaiah 1, verse number 18, he says, "Come now, let us reason together, said the Lord." If you have a pattern, that's all you need. You don't need a line all the way back. All you need is a pattern. In Hebrews 8, verse number 5, "Who serve unto us an example, show of the heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to build the tabernacle. For he said unto him, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed thee in the mount." In Exodus 25, verses 37 through 40, that occurred. "Make thee after the pattern which I have showed thee in the mount." Noah and the ark in Genesis chapter 7 and Genesis 6 and verse 9 through 22. He said, "Thus did Noah according to all that God had commanded him, so did he." In Genesis 7 and verse number 5, "And Noah did according to all that God had commanded him." In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 2, the Bible says, "And the thing that thou hast heard among many witnesses, commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others." That's all you got to do, is just make sure that you commit it to faithful men. And so what do you need? You don't need a rope or a line all the way back. All you need is the pattern. If you found a baseball rule book laying somewhere, just laying out in the yard, you could establish the baseball game by just reading that book. The church, is it from heaven or is it from man? The Bible says it is from heaven. And I hope that each one of you will be blessed today. And then I hope that each one of you will be a blessing to somebody. Jesus loved you. He died for you. And he's coming again. And I hope you have a super duper week.